You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Adama Traore to score and Middlesbrough to win was 3-1. That's been enhanced to 4-1, and Robert Snodgrass to score and Hull to win was 8-1. That's been boosted to 10-1. I'm sure Middlesbrough will fancy this after a 2-2 draw at the champions Leicester City last week. And Tom, I do like what Aitor Karanka has done this season. They look very solid defensively, but shots on target is usually a fair scope for a team's ability to progress. And Middlesbrough have had fewer shots on target than any other Premier League team this season. And that's why it wasn't the case last weekend, but I can see a lot of their games finishing low on the goals.
Well, I can as well. And, you know, Aitor Karanka did that, you know, on his way to promotion from the Championship. He put the emphasis on the defence. He's not going to win the plaudits that Bournemouth and Swansea and Southampton have earned when they've come up from the Championship. He knows really that there are teams below them right at this moment that are trying to be a little bit more expansive, and they're getting picked apart. So he wants to keep things tight. It's not always pleasing the Borough fans, but what will please them is their solid, is their start to the season. The only thing that's upset the apple cart slightly is the results of last weekend. Swansea getting that victory. Sunderland, of course, have put a couple of results together. And all of a sudden, Middlesbrough looked in a very strong position, whereas now they're just a point above Hull, who are in that third relegation spot. What it says to me is that in the Premier League, much like the Championship, draws are no good. And I think this idea, you know, of a draw or a point is always good in the Premier League, I'm not so sure now. I think teams, the last 3 or 4 years, the ambition of certain sides, particularly the bottom 6-7 sides, has been, no, we go for the win. We gamble for the 3 points because it's such a boost when you're down there. There are so many teams that are separated by a few points down towards the bottom. I just wonder whether Middlesbrough's ethos of getting the points is enough. You know, the last 5 matches, decent results. Away to Arsenal, draw. Beat Bournemouth at home, good result. Went to Man City and got a draw, narrowly beaten by Chelsea, and have drawn with the champions away from home, Leicester. Now, they, on the face of it, are good results, but their points all on where they're on the table maybe hasn't lifted them enough to where they think they'll be. Having said all that, of course, they're playing against a Hull City side who I have no faith in. I backed West Brom to beat them last week. They showed a bit of resilience to get a point there at home, but ultimately their results, and particularly their results away from home, have been shocking. They've been at Sunderland, Watford, Bournemouth and Liverpool. They've been stuffed pretty much in every single game, and I don't see that changing. But of course, the way to be back in Middlesbrough is not on the outright of 4-5. It's you've got to follow that trend of a lack of goals here, and a Middlesbrough victory in under 2.5 goals at 12-5. Mm. I think it's a big enhancement for what will probably be a 1-0, 2-0 game at best.
Yeah, I quite like that, 12-5. Maybe, Derek, Hull will be buoyed by qualifying for the semi-final of the EFL Cup. They beat Newcastle on penalties midweek, but they've just won one of their last 11 Premier League games, and they're going down, I think, Derek.
Well, I think they are, yeah. You know, in fact, I'm convinced they are going down. But Middlesbrough might yet go down with them. Middlesbrough's recent record has been quite impressive, and Tom is right to say, well, some good results on the board there, but it hasn't really done much for their league placing. They're only a point above Hull, and yet their odds on doesn't make sense to me. That it really doesn't. And you mentioned that Hull being useless away from home, but they started up the season with a win at Hull. They've won away from home virtually every round in the League Cup, including the win at Stoke, by the way. A great comeback against West Brom last week when everybody had written them off. They were actually outsiders in the at home to a Championship side in midweek against Newcastle, and they got through. You know, there are crumbs of comfort there if you're Mike Field and the manager. And I just think 4-1, you see, everything I've always said about the Premier League, when you get into a fixture like this, particularly when when Middlesbrough haven't got an out-and-out scorer that you're going to be worried about, if you're getting 3-1 or 4-1 about the away team, you've got to have a bet on them. And I'll be doing it. I've got no faith in Hull, the same as Tom hasn't. But I instinctively, as a punter, a long-standing losing punter. I know that they're too big here, and I've got to have a go at them. There's some big prices on the Premier League this season about teams that have got more than a chance of winning, and this falls into that category.
Karanka will take no gambles in this game as well, by the way. He'll want to keep, at the very least, he'll be thinking by, you know, sort of Monday evening, all the results on the weekend, he'll want to just keep Hull in probably the same place that they're at now, which is a point behind them. He'll think that is good, whereas I think some Middlesbrough fans will think, no, get the 3 points and you're pushing them down and you're elevating us, but I don't don't think he'll feel it like that. These two sides met in March in the Championship, and it was exactly the same. They were both going for promotion, automatic promotion, and they set themselves up to be so defensive, and it ended up being, I think David Nugent scored in stoppage time. It was a fluky goal that ended up winning the game, and I can just see it being a similar sort of match.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.